Kumlen and Ablak Gemara. We're up to Daf Mem Hei Yomid Aleph towards the bottom. We're learning a machlekes whether by goyish or kabanas, because each tells you goyin can bring kabanas as well, whether they have the same din of a pigul nais and all that. And according to Tanakam in the Mishnah, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Yosi, yes, they are the chayv. And then, however, the Chacham Amoide, when it comes to kotshe bedek habayis that belongs to Meidah Basamidosh, there is me'ila stealing even by a goyish carbon. And the last thing we learned yesterday was, up to about 10 lines to the bottom, the last of the lines, behema. Elamaisa behema is a chayva. Maisa behema is a chayv. We're working through all the different things, how to know by a goyish doesn't apply. So we say that Maisa Behema is only a chayv, and the rule is She'en Kavul Azman. It's a chayv, but it has no fixed time. Whenever you decide to count your sheep, you give a tenth one. The chayv is She'en Azman Kavul Yisrael Maisa Chavle Maisa. Goyim B'chlal don't bring any chayv. Any Goyim can only bring animals which are on a voluntary basis. They cannot bring any carbon that's a chayv. For example, a carbon that belongs in Yom Tov Riyah Chagiga, they have no shaykhs to. And there's two kinds of chayv. There's a chayv that's a fixed time, a chayv not a fixed time. And they're not shaykh to either one. Maisa is a chayv that's not a fixed time. We're up to the two dots. Tan Rabban Ezer Chesed. You can't miss it. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. 9 lines from the bottom. Tan Rabban Ezruch Ezruch. You see it? Oh, you want to find it for you? Sorry. 45. It's 45A. Right? Here it is. The Eimavi and Sachi. It says in the Mishnah Eimavi and Sachi, and by a goy carbon, you don't bring the Sachi on their own. But we're going to learn with an animal, maybe they could. That's what we learned. Ezrach, it says in the Pasik, it says by an Sachi, call it Ezrach, should do the following. And Ezrach, it says in another Pasik, Ezrach, maybe in the Sweet Savidashin, Ezrach, maybe in the Sachim, and Ezrach can bring a carbon purely of wine libation. This is talking about Pasha Shlach. Next week, we're part of Pasha Nesachim, but it talks about Nesachim. It says, Kola Ezrach Yasa Kocha. And we learn that you can bring just the Nesachim itself. Ezrach means only a local citizen and not a goy. Maybe Nesachim, a goy cannot bring Nesachim. Yochol Loite Elasei Tun Nesachim. I would have thought, okay, if he cannot bring Nesachim, even if he brings a carbon oiler, for example, that normally, on a dove, that normally comes with Nesachim, he shouldn't partake in the Tamalayim Kocha. Only on its own he cannot bring it. But if he brings it together with a carbon that warrants in a sachim, surely he brings it as well. No chil gidur agoy. Rabbi Yisai roi, and he b'kul lahachmi. Rabbi Yisai disagree. Rabbi Yisai says, I believe no chil gidur agoy, because it says a pasuk l'Hashem. Then it says in the Braisa, we go back to Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say that a goy does not have any of these kabanas, like mila, like stealing and pigle and all that? By Merim Kachim Mizbeach, Kachim of the Mizbeach. But saying Bedik Abayis, I hold that there is Mila. There is Mila by Kachim Bedik Abayis. My time, why? What's a chiluk? Why Kachim Mizbeach? We say there's no Mila Kachim Bedik Abayis. There is. Because somebody holds Ki Gomra. We learned before. How do you know Mila? We learned from Truma. We learn from Truma, and Truma talks about Ki Gomra and Bnei Yisrael. So that's why we say that. Why it's only limited to a Yid, the din of stealing. So Ki Gomra Mila Chet Truma is Dumya the Truma. What do we know about Truma? The Kedusha the Guv Truma itself becomes holy. Avo Kedusha is Bedik Abayis. When you donate something to the Major, the item itself does not become holy. It's only the money that presents. The Kedusha Lamim Loi. Kedusha Lamim does not apply. Tell me what we learned. Dam shenitma. If the blood became tamei v'zorka b'shaiki, what happened? The blood is tamei. You're not supposed to use it to sprinkle on his mezbeach. You did. What happens to the carbon? We say the fact is that you sprayed it, so the carbon is completed. Then it's a kapara. And we say no, you should have done it, and therefore nothing happened. The din is hurtze. If you did it b'shaiki, the tzitz atones for it, and the carbon is a valid carbon. But b'meizit lo hurtze. If you knew that it was tamei, and you know that you're not supposed to put it in his mezbeach. And you went ahead, you did it. Even though the tzitz is meratze, there's a knas from the rabbanon that you should not be yaitze. We're not be yaitze. You are yaitze the carbon regardless. The chacham don't have the power to say you're not yaitze, and then force you to bring another carbon because of chulin ba'azara. But what they could say is that nobody can eat from this carbon. So that's a knas. Nobody should eat from it. But the thing is, the fact is, you are yaitze the carbon. Yeah, so the gemara. But he went and all this said, be yochi, this was by an individual, you shouldn't proceed with the blood, avol betzibur, but if it was done, a communal carbon, then it became tummy, the blood, bein b'shegig, bein b'mezin urtze, you proceed, because the tits atone for it, and if it should proceed. Over the oivach, when it comes to a goy, bein b'shegig, bein b'mezin urtze, there's no tits by a goy, so by a goy, it makes no difference, b'shegig or mezit, if you went ahead with the blood, it's not good, because it's tummy the blood, how can it be good? By yid, we have a concept of a tits. And by a tzibur, you can rely on a chatchila. By a yachid, you should not rely on a chatchila. But by a goy, there is no such thing as a tzitz. This follows like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said before that all the dinim of a goy are the same like a yid. He's machmir by a goy, like he says la Hashem. In the same pasuk, it says ishish. It says la Hashem. That means everything is the same. They're identical. So a tzitz would work for a goy as well. He thinks that a goy have the same dinim like a yid. No, you're mixing things up. Even though Rabbi Yossi holds we have all the chumras by a goy, like by yid, pigul, and nice and all tummy and all that. But not when it comes to tzitz. Shiny host number crow by tzitz, it says mefedish in the pasuk that lohem, that our Anna will carry the tzitz and he will take care of be on his tummy. L'rotzen lohem lifna. Who's lohem to them? To the Eden. Lohem lo yugachavim. Here you have a special diik that not goyim, but tzitz will not be effective for goyim. Yeah, but the Torah has an extra word. It says ish. Yeah, a man. No. Why is there an extra word man? To tell you incorporate other men that normally you wouldn't include, which is a goy. So we know a goy could bring kabbanis. That we know. According to Chachamim, but they don't have the same dinim. According to Rabbi Yossi, since we learned from this very pasuk, and this very pasuk, it says later on, Hashem, so that means they're exactly the same. But when it comes to tzitz, that means if the blood became tummy, the tzitz will not atone for them, because we have another pasuk when it discusses tzitz, it says that it should be on the forehead of the kohen tummy, l'rotzen lohem lifnei Hashem, lohem for yidin. So, it says in the pasuk Asheheim Magdishim, which includes all the kabbanis, all that we learned before, all the different kabbanis have all those dinim and nice and all that. Let's dash and also Haim Hachinami Haim. Since you now decided that Haim means only them, Yidden, and not going. So therefore, also, for example, we learn from there Asheheim Magdishim Livul. If said Venozer Bnei Yisrael Lechalosh and Kachi Tumah Tuma, and there it says Haim Magdishim Li. So therefore, let's say the law Tuma don't apply to Goy, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says from Lashem, we say that they have a dinim of Noiser and Pigel, and you wanted to say Tum as well. If you're going to dash and Haim is them and not the Yid, so dash and also the laws of Tum don't apply to a Goy. Forget the word lohem. The word is lerotzen. That why that I enjoying it, what they're doing, and it's to my will. When is it to my will? Only by Yidin. Bashayin and Goyim are not bnei hartso. The Eibshit Rashi says, "La Kodesh Baruch Hu Heim She'ena Misratzalem." The Eibshit does not really enjoy it that much. He's not so bavilikt to them. Mishnah. Tvadim. So if they want to bring it, fine. The Eibshit still accepts it, but it's not the same madrega. It's not the same love as for Yid. Mishnah. Tvadim She'ein Chayav Malem Shem Pigol. We learned in the previous Mishnah that there are things that there's no pigul to. Anything which it does not have an external matir, an extraneous matir, its own matir, for example, blood. There's no din of pigul if you ate the blood, even though if you ate blood, you get kadosh anyway. But if you did a b'shegi, you don't make two korma chatois. Nevertheless, if you did eat it, lepoil, and you left it over, there is noisir. Chayovn, there is noisir. Umishum tame, and if you were tame on these things, you're still tame. Only machshava doesn't count. Chutz min adam, except blood itself. Blood, regardless, there's no noisir by blood, there's no din of tumah. If you ate the blood, there's no din of tumah. Rab Shimon mechayiv. Rab Shimon says yechayiv bedover shadak lechu. Even though in the list of things that we said, that, you know, if there are extraneous matirim, but if there are no extraneous, there's no din of pigul. For example, except koymitz, levoin, and all that. Some of the things are eaten. Koymitz is something that's eaten, but levoin is something nobody eats. Says Rab Shimon, I'm going to make a further distinction. Those things that dover shadak lechol, that normally like a koymitz you would eat, so they have all the din of noisir and tumin, all that. Avol eitzim, the wood, levoin. One of the things out there was levoin, like potatoes and spices. Ein chayovin ala meshul tumah. Because it's not normal. I was supposed to see from the psukim we learned out. It says the Gemara Tana, but we learned I would have thought, I would have thought that if a koyin was tummy, when is he liable only on things which are shaykh pigul? So therefore, if he did it while you were tummy, you're also pasulif. El al dover sheyeshlin matinin, only things which are shaykh for pigul, like things have extraneous things that make matter bein lo adam mizbech. For example, if he would have took the flesh to the mizbech when he was tummy, since the flesh had the blood to be matter, it's just like this pigul on the flesh. If there would have been pigul, so too this tumah. But Hashenkein on the blood itself, since the blood itself there's no din of matter, there should be no din of the tumah there as well. The din, when it makes sense. What makes sense? Because pigul is far more strict than tumah. And if pigul doesn't apply here, surely tumah. We do see that pigul is far more strict. My pigul should be kviya. By pigul, the carbon you bring is a fixed carbon. Ubi yediya achas, even if he didn't buy tumah, buy pigul, if you didn't know that there was something wrong until after you did it, you're mefaglet. That's enough. By tumah, if you remember, you had to know you were tumah, you had to forget, and then you had to know again. An extra requirement of knowledge. Here, you didn't have to know the laws of pigul, then forget, and you know when you did it, and then remember it afterwards. It doesn't matter if you ever knew before or not. So we don't have all the, and if you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter. By pigul, you bring one carbon if you did it by mistake. Mashengi by tumah, remember, is a carbon oil of a yeda. Depending on how rich you are, commensurate to how much money you have in the bank, that's the kind of carbon you bring. Velahuta miklaloi, pigul is never mutter. Mashengi tumah, if it's betzibur, we say that it's mutter. Ein chayav no vadosh matidin. Yet by pigul, when you chayav only if there's an extraneous thing that's matter, bein laadim, bein lezbech, whether it's going to the person or it's going to the bech. Tumah, which is far more lenient, depending how wealthy you are, that's what kind of carbon you bring. You need knowledge, prior knowledge and the post knowledge. Sometimes we completely remove tumah, even though the tumah removed is not, it doesn't matter. Something removed tumah by tzibur, ain't a din. Surely, you shouldn't be chayv only if there's another matin. Therefore, the pasuk Asher Hey Magdishim Li. Whatever it is that Magdish to me, you have the laws of Tumah. It says Yisrael Chalosh and Kochi, and then it says the pasuk Asher Hey Magdishim Li. So anything that they make Kaddish to me is included. Yochel, I would have thought Miad. I would have thought they as soon as you bring it to the base of Magdish, you put inside a keli and a Tony guy touches it. That's it. It ruins. So we said no. Tamaloyme, you can have only after you brought one of its matirim up. So now it's ready to be brought up on the mizbeach. Amr Abaleba said, "The chiyesh nageya shuchayev." What does yikrav mean? Now he explains. How do you learn from yikrav? Yikrav means is touching. Where do you find that by carbon? If you touch it, you're already chayiv misa. You know, by carbon, if a guy is tummy, he's chayiv misa only if he ate it. Or he walked in the base of English. But only if he ate it, not if he touched it. So what yikrav means? You approach it. So what does it mean? Approaching it, but huchshe basal the carbon abe. You prepared it already. You shechted and you sprinkled blood. Okay, tad yeshle makidin. If it's something that needs a step, a prior step to enable it, then mishe yekri matidin. Only once you brought matidin, then you tamei and you ate it. You chayiv misa for tumah. Ainly matin if something has no matin. For example, the kaimitz or the levain. Then. Mishiyakdis b'keilat suzi, you put in a clay shutter, so now it's ready for the last to be put in mizbeach, and you tumeh and you ate it then, you chay misa. Ashkan tumeh, so all we know here, okay, tumeh applies to even things where a pigol doesn't apply, even if it has no matin, because that's mishiyakdis. As soon as you prepare it. Oh, but noisim and all, the Mishnah says also you chayiv noisim if you ate one of these things. What are we talking about? I mean, all, how do you know you chayiv noisim? There's no pigol hanging chayiv noisim. Asi chil chil matumah. We learn out chil by tumah. It says by like chalu shem kochi, and over there it says by noisim. It says also imachim of shlishi. It says over there also chil. So therefore, we learn one from another. The leilev oven pigol. How do you know to learn chil chil from tumah? It says oven by noisim. It says oven by pigol, and that's how we learned before. Different dinim, so how do you know that maybe we should live in pigul and therefore say that no, there's no din of noisin unless there's a din of pigul there, and therefore something that has no matter like the koimitz, if you ate it even 3 days later, there's no noisin. Says the Gemara, Mistabra Matuma Havalame. It makes more sense to use the Shav of Chil Chil from Tumah. Why? She can gezel that 30 things which they have, which they share in common. Gimel's goof, that sai noise and sai, what is it? Sai noisin and sai Tumah is a psul of the goof. The animal is tummy, or the animal is noiser, and Zion is man. They both have to do with man. Noiser has to do with man. Zion is zikas dam. Neither of them make them puzzle. Zrikas dam, whatever you has nothing to do with the tumah. The tumah comes afterwards, and the lamed is both have the word chil chil. That's the reason why we learn from each other. From what adirabe, the pigul abalameh. We should learn nicer pigul because nicer has more in common with pigul than with tumah. She came nicer tzitz. By noise, we have both, then the tzitz doesn't work. The tzitz does not work by noise, nor does it work by pigo, but the tzitz does work by tumah. Toy, in both cases, they are toy, just the problem is the food is left over or there's pigo. Bizman, they both have to do with the time limit, the time factor. Korev, they both have to do with the animal itself, not with the person. Tumah, on the other hand, has to do with the person. Right? Noise is with the animal, and pigo is the animal itself. You had the mind the wrong time. The hand efficient, you have more, you have 4 verses 3. You know how we know the chil chil rather than oven pigul. How do you know that this pasuk of the nazir is not only talking about tumah, but it's also talking about noiser? Tamaloyim, it says v'lo yechalu by tumah. It says v'lo yechalalu. It says by tumah in that very pasuk where it talks about the nazir bnei Yisrael. It says v'lo yechalu with two lamets. Even though I'm talking about tumah here, I'm talking about two ways of mechal. One is tumah, the other one is noiser. Echapsul noiser, echapsul tumah, and they both apply even where there's no dinner pigul. So you want to write the chutzpah down, but by blood is a different story altogether. By blood, we're going to go to the bottom of the page. We'll make it quick. By blood, it's a different altogether. How do I know? But not really. How do you know that by blood there's no din of? But how do you know by blood there's no din of noiser? By blood you say there's no din of noiser by blood. How do you know? Amakra, it says in Pasik, it says that the nefesh of a boss of dami, it says that the nefesh found in the dam, v'ani nosativ lochem, and I gave it to you on the mizbeach to mechaper, and the dam huba nefesh. There's three words that we're going to use. It says here, I gave it to you lochem. Now, this subject of ula has nothing to do with our Gemara. It talks about me'ila, that there's no stealing by blood. And he learns it out from lochem, it becomes yours, and then it says lechaper. It's only yours for atonement and nothing to do with stealing. And it says again, hadam hu, the word hu. We'll soon see how we learn from all these three words. Says the Gemara, "Vanina sa lechem shalechem yehei, it's yours. There's no therefore there's no din of stealing." Lechaper nesati. The only function of the blood is to give you a kapara mila. There's no isra of stealing by blood. Rabbi Yechon amakra. They all three agree there's no stealing by blood, but they use different focus, different words on the pasuk. And the third one, Rabbi Yechon says the following from the very same pasuk where it says at the end of the pasuk, "Adam hu ba nefesh yechaper." What a hu? Who lifne kapara kalach kapara? All other animals after you are mechaper, there's no longer mila. Once you finish, you did your mitzvah, there's no longer stealing. No longer belongs to the Eibush, there's no longer stealing. Over here, by blood, that this is the same blood that you have before you sprinkle it, has the same din as after. And everyone agrees, after you sprinkle it, there's no more mila, no more stealing. So before also, there's no stealing. Says the Gemara, he says, ma'acha kapara eimba mila, after you sprinkle, there's no stealing. Aflifne kapara eimba mila. Says the Gemara, maybe eimba la'acha kapara kalifne kapara mila. Maybe they'll learn the converse, that after the kapara, just like before, all animals, before you finish the sprinkling, it belongs to Abishter. If you use it for yourself, you're stealing. So maybe over here, there's a custom that by blood, that even after you spray the blood, if you use it, you're stealing. Punk for cat, not the way. Ma lifne kapara yesh b'mila, cheder should be stealing, if you say, case of stealing. After acha kapara yesh b'mila. Says the Gemara, ain loch dover shenas is mitzvasa yemoilin boy. Says the Gemara, there's nothing that you fulfilled its requirement and it still can steal. It's stealing. Says the Gemara, no, vari truma sadesh. I'll find you other places where you finish the mitzvah and yet you're stealing if you use it for your own purpose. So maybe my blood is the same thing. What do you mean by truma sadesh? Every morning they have to go up there and do the symbolic removal of some ashes and they place it next to the ramp and it just sits there and it gets slowly absorbed into the ground. In other words, you cannot take it for your own use. So we answer him, we should have a truma sadesh. Big day kuna, the clothes of a kohen gadol that he wore, the white linen that he wore in the Yom Kippur. What do they do with Yom Kippur? They leave it there in the corner there and let it rot. So you have two psukim that tell you that these you cannot use. Everything else you could use after you did the mitzvah. Says you want honey. The rabban makes sense. We had the machlekes in Yuma. According to the rabban, it says nobody else can use the clothes. Fine. They used to leave it there and hide it there, leave it there forever. El Rabbi said that only pshat that the kohen gadol cannot reuse. Use it, but a coin head you can use it. So all you have now is one pasuk, one place where you have you know use it again. But everywhere else, once you did the mitzvah, you can use it. So maybe by blood also that by blood you to teach you that after you did the blood, it's like before. The Amar Mutar is in the coin head. He says it's permitted for coin heads. Again, Michael member. So the answer should have trumas hadeshin and egla rufa shneik zemoy gechad. Trumas hadeshin and egla rufa are two psukim. By Egelufa, it says by Egelufa, you cut the neck over there, you break the neck, and you leave it there. That's where you leave it better. You don't have any benefit from it. So you have Egelufa, you did the mitzvah. And through that, you did the mitzvah, and you can never use it afterwards. But everything else, once you did the mitzvah, you can use it. So therefore, by blood, you definitely can use it afterwards. And it says who, that the after and before is the same. It must be to teach you that before you spray the blood, there's no din of stealing either. Says you honey, is enough to stop you from learning anywhere else to equate anything else to it. El Mandamalan Rabbi Huda says that that generally even Tupsukim could be the Tata wants other places to be the same. Mayiklamer. So we answered today miutik siva. Oh, there are two actually miutim. Hachaksiv, it says ho arufa. It says by Egla Rufa, it says ho arufa, the rufa, as if this is the only place where you cannot use it afterwards. But Hossam Ksiv, and over there it says by the ashes, it says with some v'samoy, you should place it. So it's the biyutim that tell you that these are only two things after you did the mitzvah, you shouldn't use it. Everything else after you did the mitzvah, you could. So by blood, after you sprinkle, you definitely can use it. So what does the hukam tell you? That before you sprinkled, you can also use it. So why you have three tanoim? But the fact is you have three psukim. You have the pasuk lechem. You have the pasuk where it says lechapet. The only thing is lechapet. And one pasuk says who? When you three psukim words to tell you the same din. So I ask, you're right. That's where we get back to our original point. Lemute, the teacher mimila, by blood there's no stealing. Minaisa, if you ate the blood, even though you get karas for other things, but you won't get karas for eating leftovers. And mitum, if you were tummy at the time, you will not get punished for eating while you're tummy. I will pigul le tzadikra. But to tell me that by the blood, you know, there's no pigul, we don't need a pasuk, that now we already learned. There's an extraneous matter. Bein la odin, bein chayovin alo yachai pigul, and the dam gufe matter. And dam is its own matter. There's nothing else that's matter. The dam is its own matter. Stop here. You.